Well, now, are corn muffins and corn sticks made out of the same batter that corn bread's made out of?
Generally speaking, they are the same elements entered into them. I wouldn't say they're becoming the same quantities of each one, but the taste is the same thing.
Well, now, what do you call something that's made out of cornmeal in a little ball that's dropped into deep fat and fried? And people eat them with fish sometimes.
Oh, that's a...
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yes, I do. Mama, what is that we used to use a way back there when Grandma was living?
A little ball and drop them in the batter and fry them.
To eat without fish and things.
It's made out of cornmeal. A batter that has cornmeal in it, and you drop it in deep fat and fry
deep fat
it
and, fry.
And eat it with fish a lot. Sometimes put a little onion or something in
it. You know what I do.
I know it, but I can't think what we call them.
It's been so doggone long since we
These things pass.
You can't answer everyone.
Well, now, what about something that's made out of cornmeal that's boiled?
Boy, we call that corn mush, you know.
Okay.
That's right. And I always did like a hit some good rich sweet milk, you know.
Okay. Well, now, do you eat mush in a bowl with a spoon?
You do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now, what do you call a little ball that's made out of cornmeal batter that's maybe cooked with a ham hock? Some people eat them with turnip greens,
okay. I know what you're talking about. Mama? Here's another. You're a cook. I know about the eating part, but I forget the title. We cook our turnip greens with a ham hock, and we have corn. What did we call it?
Well, I don't know if how current these things are in this part of the county, but these are made with cornmeal, and they're boiled with a ham hock.
Ham hock.
Do you all have those?
No, I don't think we do.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I believe you got me there. I know what you're talking about, all right.
Uh-huh.
But as I said, not being a cook.
Yeah, you're hardly in a situation to know. What do you call cornbread that's baked in the ashes of a fire?
Ash cake.
Okay.
Ash cake.
What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour?
We call that loaf bread.
Okay. What's a round, flat pastry about that big around, and it has a hole in the middle of it?
Donuts.
Okay. Has your wife ever made donuts?
Oh, well, yeah. We cooked some here the other day.
Really?
We did. That's right. Put chocolate on them.
Oh, they sound wonderful. Well, now, does she make them with baking powder or yeast?
Self-rising flour.
Uh-huh.
Quite literally, that's what we use.
Well, now, what would you call the same sort of thing that you get at the bakery that's real puffy?
Would you still call it a donut? We still call them cookies. That's right. We get them of various types, you know, and various, made out of different foods, you know.
Well, now, what about a fat one that's about this big around, about that high, and it too has a hole in the middle that you get at the bakery.
Bakery, that we call them buns, don't we?
Okay. Oh, now would you ever get a donut from the bakery?
Donut? Yes, I think we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do. I might.
And they're shaped like the ones that your wife made?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you call round, flat cakes that are cooked on a grease skillet and eaten with syrup?
Whole cake.
Okay.